World War II was more than just a war. It was also a concerted effort to commit massacres and genocide. This initiative was based on Hitler's racist living space policy. Hitler claimed that Germany's current territory was not enough for the German people and that the Aryan race was being squeezed on this land. He thus argued that they had to occupy the Eastern European countries and turn these places into Lebensraum, or living space, for Germans. The tens of millions of people already living on these lands faced cruel massacres. The Nazi armies perpetrated enormous massacres in every region they occupied in Eastern Europe. In particular, they carried out wantonly merciless acts against Jews, Gypsies, Poles, and Slavs, groups they saw as inferior to them. Special Nazi SS units, formed especially to carry out these massacres, started killing all the groups they targeted, above all, the Jews. All the occupied areas were thick with the bodies of the dead and survivors grieving over them. Clergymen and places of worship were favorite targets of the Nazis. They burned and destroyed all the churches and killed people of faith. The Nazis' cruelty was on full show in their concentration camps. Jews, Gypsies, prisoners of war, and Catholic clergymen were made to toil like slaves. These camps were turned into slaughterhouses for human beings. Millions of innocent men, women, and children were cruelly murdered in systems designed to kill people en masse. When the camps were liberated, the Allies were greeted by tens of thousands of dead bodies side by side with prisoners waiting at death's door. In the Nazi concentration camps, a total of 11 million innocent people lost their lives. By 1943, it had become clear that the Nazis were going to lose the war. In Stalingrad, Hitler's army suffered a huge defeat at the hands of Soviet forces. After this disaster, Germans also lost another battle in the Kursk region, an event known as the greatest tank battle in history. Defeat was now inevitable. But the Nazis, even as they withdrew, continued their slaughter. Acting under Hitler's orders, they laid waste to all the areas they passed through and killed civilians. German armies left behind millions of dead bodies and survivors grieving for their relatives. When the Allied armies reached Berlin, the downfall of Nazism was inevitable. However, the Red Army troops which entered Berlin were representatives of another ideology of violence. In the years to come, it became all too clear that Stalin's armies were no less cruel and violent than Hitler's. About the same number of people came to perish in Stalin's camps. In the areas they occupied, Stalin's soldiers committed massacres similar to the atrocities of Nazi soldiers. The insanity known as World War II claimed the lives of 55 million people. The world has borne witness to another satanic rite of bloodshed. However, God told the people to follow the way of peace and security, not evil. O you who believe, enter absolutely into peace. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan. He is an outright enemy to you.